Confirmation hearings begin today for some of Joe Biden's nominees to key positions in his administration. Among them, the Senate Armed Services Committee is considering his choice for Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. And the Intelligence Committee is hearing testimony from Avril Haines, his pick to be Director of National Intelligence. NPR's national security correspondent Greg Myrie joins us now. And Greg, both of these nominees will actually make history if confirmed. Let's start with Haines. Who is she?
She's got a fascinating personal story. She grew up in New York City and right after high school went to a judo academy in Japan for a year and then studied physics at the University of Chicago. And she loved building things and she rebuilt the Cessna plane, including the avionics, and was flying it from Maine to Europe, but had to make a crash landing in Canada. And she ultimately married her flight instructor on that trip. And she graduated from the Georgetown University Law School in her early 30s and then began this quick rise through the government. And she was working on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and that's where she got to know the chairman, who was Senator Joe Biden at the time. She followed him to the White House, worked on the National Security Council, then became the number two person at the CIA, and now Biden has picked her to be the first woman to be Director of National Intelligence.
A varied and impressive history. What are we hearing from her so far?
Well, she made several points at her hearing this morning. One is really rebuilding trust and confidence across the intelligence community. President Trump has had so much friction with the intelligence community, so her intent is to create a better atmosphere. Number two, China is going to be much more of a priority. The rise of its military, its extensive spying, its theft of intellectual property. So that's going to be a real focus. And then finally, I would just say it was a pretty cordial hearing. Both from Republicans and Democrats, I think we can expect a pretty quick and easy confirmation for her.
Let's talk about Lloyd Austin. He's a retired four-star Army general. If confirmed, he will be the first Black leader of the Defense Department. How much of a factor, along with his experience, did that play in Biden picking him?
Yeah, I mean, he has this very impressive resume. He grew up in Georgia, attended West Point, held a number of very important positions as he rose through the ranks in the military. But Biden emphasized that choosing the first Black defense chief was a pretty important message. This comes at a time when more than 40% of the military is made up of minorities, and yet there are few senior Black leaders. So I think this was definitely a part of Joe Biden's thinking.
And his nomination, though, is complicated by the fact that he only retired from the military 5 years ago. I have about 15, 20 seconds with you. Can you explain that?
Yeah, there's a rule that you have to be out of uniform for 7 years before you can become Pentagon chief. So Austin will require a waiver. This will require votes in both the full House and the full Senate. Those votes are expected in the coming days, but they are separate from today's confirmation hearing.
That's NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. As always, thank you.
My pleasure.